Hello, it's Carolyn Sayer here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Matthew Tucker. We continue our news items with a plea to protect the city from future blazes. A new fishmonger is at work in Norwich, and the secret's out. Phyllis gets the ultimate birthday surprise as she hits 100. Urgent action is needed to protect green spaces, homes and wildlife from devastating fires in the future, experts have said. It comes after 30-foot flames ripped through Mousehold Heath, with environmental experts saying the scorched landscape is the new normal. Green councillor Lucy Galvin said, "What is extreme now will be normal for the next generation. It's a worry how low the Wensum and other wet areas of the city are. Then, when the rain comes, there's likely to be floods. As well as a ban on disposable barbecues, environmental experts called for fire breaks, gaps in trees and shrubs, to be put in the parks."
A popular escape room brand will be opening its second site in the city, promising visitors an adrenaline-pumping race against the clock. Adding to the range of retail and hospitality venues in Castle Quarter will be Escape Hunt. The company will be opening its second entertainment venue at the end of the month near the Timber Hill entrance to the shopping hub. The brand already has a site in the city at Chantry Place. The immersive challenges see customers working in teams to follow a number of clues to complete their mission and escape before time runs out. The latest experience in Norwich will be opening its doors on August the 26th. Crawley-based Escape Hunt first opened in 2013. It opened the city's first venue in Chantry Place Shopping Centre in September 2020. It has gone on to grow into a global company that operates in almost 50 locations across 27 countries, including the USA, Australia and Dubai. The new escape room will have many challenges awaiting guests. It promises to hold outdoor, citywide adventures which combine augmented reality with geolocation technology. It will also offer epic escape room experiences with a wide selection of indoor escape rooms or virtual reality adventures, such as Aladdin, Journey to Atlantis and Jungle Quest. The company has also applied for an alcohol license. Escape Hunt will join a number of other experienced-based venues at Castle Quarter, including Spy Missions, Putt-Putt Noodle and Super Bowl.
It's a secret which has been kept for tight-lipped city folk for weeks. And now 100-year-old Phyllis Webster has had her ultimate birthday surprise, more than 100 cards from well-wishers across Norwich. In July, Phyllis's granddaughter, Teresa Davey, contacted the Evening News, asking its readers to send in enough cards to mark each year of her beloved nanny's life. However, the surprise had to be kept a secret, and Teresa, along with the staff at Twin Oaks Care Home in Beauthorpe, had to keep former post office and pub worker distracted from reading the news. Staff and Phyllis' family were overwhelmed when they presented the avid Canaries fan with fistfuls of cards and even one from the Queen.
Officers are launching high-visibility patrols in an area plagued by prostitution and drugs. People living around Rosary Road and Old Library Wood, near Norwich Railway Station, raised concerns about antisocial behaviour at a meeting organised by Norfolk Police and the Old Library Wood Collective. Neighbours told the Evening News the problems associated with curb crawling and sex workers had got better during the pandemic, but felt it was once again spiralling out of control. There were also concerns over antisocial behaviour, including drug taking and littering in the Old Library Wood area, as well as concerns over drug taking and dealing. Sergeant Chris Clay from Norfolk Constabulary said, "We were made aware of a number of incidents that had gone unreported. Reporting incidents is encouraged. People inquired about the installation of CCTV, which is a decision made by Norwich City Council. Tackling antisocial behaviour will continue to be a multi-agency approach with the council and other organisations, including Doorway Women's Services."
A new fishmonger is hoping to get more city folk eating seafood by selling oysters for £1 and lobsters for just a tenner. Mark Overton spent 20 years as a contractor, but packed in his job in March. Now he's building an affordable seafood business and wants to dispel the idea that shellfish is posh. The 55-year-old said, "My wife's family are fishermen and lifeboatmen from Cromer, so there's a bit of history there. But there really is nothing else like what I do out there." The Marsham man went full-time with his business, the Little Seafood Truck, in April of this year, and now has two trucks in his convoy. Mark's truck covers central Norwich, and a second truck covers further afield, journeying across Norfolk. And Mark hopes his combination of fresh seafood at an accessible price will be what sets him apart. Mark sets his seafood in unique platters, which allow people to taste a range of fish at a fraction of the price, which has become all the more important amid a cost of living crisis. He said, "I do an extra large seafood platter for £14.50, which I think is very good value for money. You get a whole dress crab on it, and then there are options from things like prawns and whelks."